From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Key West is famous for its collection of old wooden houses, the district known as Old Town. But once in a while, something new gets built. And as Nancy Klinger reports, there are very different ideas about what new buildings in Old Town should look like.
Twice a month, seven people meet in Key West to review building permits in the historic district. Most of the meetings are pretty routine. But not the one last summer when the plans for a new building on Eaton Street came up.
It looks like a cross between a shopping center and an aircraft carrier. It's ugly.
Eric Detweiler lives on the same block as the house in question. His neighbor, Dawn Zott, she doesn't like it either.
We have the Starship Enterprise landing itself in our backyards.
Despite opposition, the project was approved by a 5-1 vote. But that's being challenged in court. And the question of how to design and build in the historic district has led to a new group called Keep Old Town Old, led by Dana Day.
I've never been that committee gal. I used to sneak out of the sorority house on meeting nights.
But Day fell in love with the historic district the first time she visited Key West. Her husband was crewing on a sailboat during the annual race week.
And that left me with nothing to do but walk around for 5 days.
The couple rented for 2 years, then bought a home in Old Town. Old Town is made up mostly of wooden homes that date back to the 19th century. They range from simple cottages to grand estates in all kinds of pastel colors.
I bet I looked at 25 to 40 houses.
And of all those houses,
we just kept coming back to this one. I don't know, they talk to you.
The house they bought has front porches upstairs and downstairs, and a big yard by Key West standards. It wasn't a wreck, but it needed some restoration. The last owner only spent about a month in the house each year, she says.
And it was sad and lonesome. And now it's happy.
She and her husband also bought the property around the corner. They used part of the land to build a pool house and put the rest on the market. It's a big lot for Old Town, and Day says she expected somebody would build on it. But when she saw the proposed design, she was shocked.
It's ultra-modern. It's got butterfly roofs instead of gables. It's got vast expanses of green glass instead of windows, like on everybody else's house.
Day says she thinks it's a good modern design.
I can imagine it would be fabulous on the side of a mountain in Aspen or on a waterfront lot where you had amazing views.
But she says new buildings in Old Town need to be sympathetic to what's around them. Teo Glory was one of the people on the Architectural Review Board who approved the new building behind Day's house. He says you should be able to look at a house and tell right away if it's genuinely historic, if it's a conch house, as they call them in Key West.
If they mimic that conch house, you really take the value away from the real historic structures that are in that neighborhood, which means that you damage your historic district.
He thinks modern houses should look modern, and he says one of the best examples is a house made out of concrete. It was built between two old wooden cottages.
If they would have planted right in the middle a neo-conch house, because that's what I call it, it's a fake conch house, that would take all the value away from those beautiful little conch houses on each side of the cement structure.
Dana Day thinks it's totally out of place, hence the name of her group, Keep Old Town Old. She says new buildings need to listen to the neighborhood. She doesn't mean the people. She means the other buildings.
Will the houses around you like you? I mean, what will the block think? What will the neighborhood think?
The group Keep Old Town Old is less than a year old itself, but the city of Key West is listening as it revisits the guidelines for new construction in the historic district. I'm Nancy Klinger in Key West.
To see photos of some of the new buildings that have been built or are proposed for Old Town Key West, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.